Just driving home from Lakeside, doing a bit of Christmas shopping. Doing about, I don't know, 55, 50 miles an hour because it was pouring with rain. And the floor was really wet. I was running low on petrol as well, so obviously I wasn't driving very fast. And it was just as if somebody had put their hands over my eyes, and then I just heard a bang and my windscreen just shattered. I sort of can't really remember pulling over or anything, but just remember stopping on the hard shoulder, getting out of the car and obviously seeing what had happened and realising that something had come off the bridge. Couldn't work out what had come off of the bridge, because it was in the road. A few cars came past and sort of hit it, and it went into the central reservation. I did swerve over to the other side of the road because I was travelling in the slow lane. I did go over to the other side of the road, and Mum shouted at me, "Lisa, get over into the hard shoulder." I can't sort of remember looking in my mirrors or actually moving over, so it's quite lucky really that there wasn't another vehicle as I sort of went over. I feel like somebody was looking over me, yeah, and obviously if I was going any faster it may have been a different story. And yeah, I do feel very lucky. I can't understand how anybody would do something like that. They're obviously not normal, and they're not nice people. They need to be caught. Sort of walked away with that scratch, and obviously I know there's another lady in hospital, and I'm scared that it's going to happen again to somebody else, and I want them to be caught really. I'm sort of scared to drive. I don't think I'd be driving in the dark. I certainly won't be going down the A12, and I'm scared that I may never have come home to my children. I've got two young children, so it's scared me a lot, and it's made me realise how precious life is really, and I may never have come home. The policeman that was the first one there said that you're very, very lucky to have walked out of this. Maybe if I was travelling that 1 mile an hour more, or then it could have come straight through the windscreen and it could have ended in a different way. So yeah, somebody was definitely looking down on us that night.